This goes to Isabella Citizens for Health. Fax is 989-953-5329. Regarding Joan Rasegan, it's R-A-S-E-G-A-N, like November, date of birth 7/11/1954. Dear sirs at Isabella Citizens for Health, this is a consultation for Mrs. Rasegan, who was sent for evaluation of proteinuria. She had seen a nephrologist in the Mount Pleasant area who did a kidney ultrasound and bladder scan, but no post-void bladder. And it did show possibly a bilateral mild hydronephrosis and a very distended bladder at that time. There was no post-void bladder scan, though, so we don't have a complete test. It was recommended by that previous nephrologist that she see a urologist, but the patient did not understand the rationale for the referral, so she canceled the appointment and was not seen by urology. She is willing to have another kidney ultrasound, this time with the post-void bladder scan, which would be the complete test. And if it shows she does not have post-void residual, she would not need to see a urologist, only if she has significant post-void residual. But she does have chronic proteinuria, and that's why she was sent to nephrology for further evaluation. She does have a long-standing history of type 2 diabetes. It's been diagnosed since 2008, and currently it's fairly well controlled. Currently, she denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. She does have chronic dyspnea, and she is a long-term smoker. She smoked for at least 70, or for not 70 years, she smoked for about 55 years. And she does not wish to quit smoking at this time, she states. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does see Dr. Yadam, Y-A-D like David, A-M like Mary, in Midland, who is a pulmonologist who follows lung nodules per CT scan. She gets annual low radiation CT scans to follow those lung nodules. And she does have COPD secondary to long-term smoking. Urine is clear, no recent urinary tract infections. She believes she's never had a urinary tract infection. No kidney stones. And she believes she does empty her bladder fully when she goes, and she urinates at least once per night and all day long several times. No edema and no claudication symptoms, no neuropathy. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, diagnosed in 2008, asthma and COPD, glaucoma, hyperlipidemia, erythrocytosis, chronic obesity, lung nodules, and she's a carrier of hemochromatosis per gene testing. Past surgical history, she had an incarcerated hernia, which required surgical repair at age 6, a right-sized benign cyst removal, several colonoscopies. She's had stents placed in arteries in both legs, and the left leg was worse. It was losing strength and giving out on her as she tried to walk. A left breast lumpectomy for necrotic benign tissue, eye laser surgeries, and glaucoma eye surgery. She is a smoker. She smoked 1.5 pack of cigarettes per day for at least 55 years. She denies alcohol or illicit drug use. She is single and retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, glaucoma, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Sudafed, Cipro, Trulicity, and mold and fungus. Medications, She's on latanoprost, 0.005% drops, one drop to each eye twice a day, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, vitamin B1, 50 milligram daily, Claritin, 10 milligram daily as needed, vitamin D3, 5,000 units daily, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily, Actos, 15 milligram daily, Lantus is 36 units daily at bedtime, Plavix, 75 milligram daily, Diltiazem, 240 milligram daily, Lisinopril, 20 milligram twice a day, Metformin, 500 milligram twice a day, Simvastatin, 20 milligram daily, and vitamin B complex, 1 daily. She does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height 62 inches, weight 239 pounds, pulse is 58, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 76. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, midline uvula, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, and no carotid bruise. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, she's wearing compression stockings, no unusual skin lesions, no rashes, trace of ankle edema and pedal edema bilaterally. Sensation and motion are intact in feet and lower extremities bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 5th, 2025. Sodium 138, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide is 25.4, calcium 9.9, creatinine 0.9, albumin 3.8, liver enzymes are low but normal. Estimated GFR greater than 60. Her microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 70.2. Hemoglobin A1C is 6.5. And August 22nd of 2024, the protein to creatinine ratio is 0.593. Hemoglobin 620 of 24 is 15.6, normal white count and normal platelets. Urinalysis 620/24, negative for blood and 100 plus protein. Assessment and plan. 1, diabetic nephropathy with microalbuminuria, and 3, mild bilateral hydronephrosis. We're going to request the previous kidney ultrasound report with the bladder scan from the McLaren hospital where it was done. We would like to repeat the kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan for completeness and to see if the mild hydronephrosis is still present, if it is worsened or resolved. And that will be scheduled also. We discussed the possibility of trying Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, or Jardiance for kidney and heart protection, or Kerendia for kidney and heart protection. The patient states she does not like to try new medications that are still being advertised, which these are, but she will discuss that with her primary care provider. She should have lab studies every 3 to 6 months and annual microalbumin to creatinine ratio to follow the mild proteinuria. She is on the maximum dose of lisinopril to treat that. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.